Welcome to this intermediate Ableton Live 12 lesson on Jungle Warfare Framework, Drum Bus Flip. In this one, we're building that classic jungle style move where the drums don't just play through the drop the same way every time. They evolve, they mutate a little. The groove stays recognizable, but the attitude flips hard. That is exactly the kind of energy that works so well in Ragga flavored drum and bass, because it keeps the track moving without losing its identity. Think of this as a controlled drum transformation. Not a random fill, not a giant FX explosion for no reason. We're making the drum bus feel like it has two states, a main groove and a flipped version that comes in at the right phrase point with more grit, more density, and more tension. The best part is, you can do the whole thing with stock Ableton tools. Drum rack, audio effect rack, glue compressor, saturator, auto filter, beat repeat, echo, drum bus. Utility and automation are enough to get a seriously musical result. First, build the core drum loop, DART, with an 8-bar pattern around 170 to 174 BPM. Keep it strong on its own before you even think about the flip. You want a chopped break, a solid snare on 2 and 4, some hat movement, and maybe a few congas, shakers, or Ratta-style percussion details. If you've got a vocal chop, toast, or siren, leave room for it now. That call and response space matters a lot in this style. Route all of those drum elements into a group track called drum bus. This is your home state. This is the version of the drums that can sit under a sub-heavy bass line and still feel good. Keep the individual drum tracks available for editing, but treat the group as the performance layer. Before we flip anything, shape the main bus gently. On the drum bus, start with utility, then glue compressor, then saturator, and only use SAQ if you need it. Keep the compression subtle, maybe 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. A ratio of 2 to 1 is a nice starting point. Put soft clip on the saturator and keep the drive modest, just enough to make the drums feel glued and a bit more forward. The point here is not destruction, the point is cohesion. Jungle drums need transient control, and the bus should already feel like one instrument before we start changing its personality. Now duplicate that whole group and rename the copy drum bus flip. This is where the fun starts. The flip bus is the heavier, dirtier, more animated version of the same drums. You're not rewriting the beat completely. You're changing the tone, the density, the stereo shape, and the motion. A good starting chain here might be like EQ8, drum bus, saturator, auto filter, and utility. You can trim some low end from the flip if the kick and sub are already carrying the bottom, or if you want the flip to feel like a full drum takeover, you can leave more weight in. That depends on the arrangement. If the bass line is busy, stay disciplined. If the flip needs to feel huge, let it breathe a little more. On drum bus, keep the drive and crunch in a moderate range. You want bite, not broken transients. Then add saturator with a bit more drive than the main bus, and keep soft clip on. Narrow the width slightly with utility, so the center feels stronger during the flip. If you want extra jungle tension, beat repeat can work really well here, but keep it surgical. Use it for short bursts only. Low mix, short intervals, and just enough repeat action to make the drums feel like they're glitching or stuttering for a moment. That's the key. Momentary mutation, not permanent chaos. Now let's make the actual flip happen on a phrase boundary. In drum and bass, bar 8, 16, or 24 are natural points for a transition. So pick one. For this lesson, bar 8 is a great place to start. Automate the drum bus and the drum bus flip, so the original groove gradually gives way to the flipped version. You can do that with volume automation, filter movement, saturation drive, or a combination of all three. A really effective move is to let the flip bus come in during the last half of bar 7, then land hard on the downbeat of bar 8. That makes it feel like the drums are leaning forward into the switch rather than just cutting abruptly. A little timing detail goes a long way here. Bring the flip in slightly early on hats or percussion if you want the transition to feel alive. That tiny lead-in can make the whole bar line feel more musical. Now, because this is Ragga Elements territory, add a response element to the flip. That could be a vocal chop, a dub siren, or a skank-style stab. The idea is conversation. The drums say something, and the vocal or siren answers it. Put a shout or toast on the pickup into bar 8, maybe a little snare fill with a vocal tail, and then let a siren rise under the next phrase. That kind of thing instantly gives the flip a jungle and sound system character instead of just sounding like a generic electronic transition. If the vocal feels dry, use echo with a short feedback setting, maybe 1/8 or dotted 1/8 timing, and keep the dry/wet low. A short reverb can help too, but don't wash out the drums. You want the energy of a room shout, na fog machine. Next, make the flip feel handmade. Go back to the break itself and make a few small edits. Slice a bar into smaller pieces. Move one ghost note a 16th early. Mute a kick for one beat. Add a tiny snare drag. These little moves are what make the transition feel like a human drummer or sampler performer turning the kit over in real time. If you want a stronger top-end crack on the flip, a small EQ boost around 7 to 10 kHz can help. If you want it darker and more underground, low pass the break a bit and let the grit come from the saturation instead. Now let's protect the low end, because this is where a lot of flips fall apart. If your bass line is sitting heavily in the 35 to 90 Hz range, don't let the flip bus fight that space. Keep the bottom disciplined. Check for mud around 180 to 350 Hz, because that's where the flip can get boxy very quickly. If needed, narrow the stereo image a bit more, and use sidechain compression lightly so the kick still punches through. The goal is to intensify the drums, not to blur the whole mix. In drum and bass, the kick, snare, and sub relationship is everything. If the flip is too aggressive in the wrong place, the bass loses authority and the whole drop feels less physical. Once the flip is sounding right, make sure it leads somewhere. A drum bus flip is not just a fill. It should create a reset or a handoff. After the flip bar, you can return to the main groove, open into a bass answer phrase, or strip the drums down for a beat before bringing the full kit back. That little aftermath gives the transition impact. A good structural idea is 8 bars of groove, 1 bar of flip, then 7 bars of variation, and then another pivot later on. That keeps the tune DJ-friendly and prevents the drums from feeling too repetitive. And here's a really useful pro move. Print the flip to audio once it's working. Resample it, then chop that audio and maybe reverse a tiny bit of it. Sometimes the best jungle tension comes from those slightly imperfect printed moments. A few things to watch out for. Don't make the flip too dramatic. If the whole identity changes, you've lost the point. Keep the same drum character, just change the impact. Don't overload the low end. If the sub gets blurry, thin the flip out a little. And don't overuse beat repeat. It should be an accent, not the whole personality. Also, always check your transitions in mono and at low volume. That's a really important teacher habit. If the flip still reads clearly when it's quiet and collapsed to mono, then the groove change is strong enough on its own. If you want to push this further, try a few variations. Make one subtle version with just filtering, width changes, and light saturation. Make a medium version with a break edit, a snare embellishment, and a short effect burst. Then make an aggressive version with tighter center focus, heavier crunch, and more obvious call and response. Compare them at low volume, in mono, and against your bass line. The best one is not always the one that sounds biggest soloed. It's the one that serves the track. So the big takeaway is this. The Jungle Warfare drum bus flip is about changing the energy of the drums without losing the groove identity. Build a clean main bus. Create a flipped version with controlled grit and motion. Automate the transition on a phrase boundary, leave space for ragger response elements, and keep the low end disciplined. If it sounds like the drums are turning into another version of themselves while the bass stays powerful, you've nailed it. That's the move. Now go build that flip and make the rhythm change shape.